Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Melton tipped it forward. Horford's got it. 8 to go. Goes in. Layup no good. Tip no good. Horford grabbed it again. Ripped it away. Falls down. Feeds Santos. Santos goes back up and scores! Low right! Warriors lead. 19 seconds to go. Memphis won't call time. Small driving left on Santos. In traffic. In trouble. He has to throw it now to Mayshak with 8 seconds. Goes up. No good. Rebound. Cam Spencer. Fadeaway. Blocked by Pajemski. Grabbed by Horford. Throws to Melton. The Warriors have won the game. Improbable. Unbelievable. Final score. Golden State 114. Memphis 113. And Guy Santos is going to come in. Santos will put the headset on. And Guy, this was an incredible game. Last time you guys had a lead in this game was 55-54 with 2:15 to go in the first half. What did you guys do in the fourth quarter to manufacture this win?
Man, just energy. Energy.
We knew that we were not doing a good job with the energy today. The three first quarters, we're not playing. That's the hardest that we could do, but we can't in the last quarter. And you see, we just have a great comeback, just playing hard on defense. I think in the last 2 minutes was really, really hard for them to score because we were running around. We were always helping for each other. So that was the biggest difference.
29-15 in the fourth quarter. You know what just occurred to me? Is this your first game-winning shot in the NBA?
I don't know if we count the Phoenix, the layup in Phoenix as a winner because Mel got a layup after me. Yes, sir.
Well, then it's
so I don't know if we count that or no, but I take it.
We have to count that one because that's the one that got the lead. Melton's was just icing on the cake, right?
Yes.
So two out of the last three. How about that?
I love it. I love it. That feels great.
What has given you the confidence to play at this level the way you have recently, the best basketball of your career?
I think all the teammates, all the coaching staff, everybody's just very, very, they support me a lot, you know, even when I commit some mixtapes on the court, they always there, they got my back, so I feel because I'm so confident that I'm going to help my team, I'm going to make the right play to win, so that's what gave me the confidence, that's where the confidence came from.
Well, it's been a great thing to watch you mature into your NBA skin, and it's going to help you because I think it's going to turn you into a long-term NBA player. Again, big picture now, Porzingis is out for a little bit, so maybe after the break. Steph's going to hopefully come back right after the break. Long-term, what do you see with this team?
I see we're good. We're going to be good, especially, like we always say, we still got Steph. And that man, every time that he was playing with us on the court, he's always great. He's always gonna be the best, the best basketball player in the world. So as soon as we got him back, we got KP with us. We're gonna be really good.
I think we're gonna have to assign someone to find out how many number 15 jerseys are being sold in Brazil now after this last month.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm gonna know when I come back to Brazil. But they show me a lot of love on on social media, they support me a lot, so I'm always thankful to be Brazilian, always thankful to be a part of the amazing country, and all I do on the court is just represent my family, represent the Warriors, and also represent Brazil.
As always, I appreciate your time. Let's make it more of a habit.
All right.
Thank you, Guy.
Bye-bye.
Guy Santos, my guest. Final was 114-113. Warriors get the win. What a great young kid that is, and two game-winning shots in the last three games for Guy Santos. Well, the Warriors somehow win this game. They hadn't left, had a lead since there was 2 minutes of change in the second quarter, and Memphis controlled this game throughout. Guy Santos' second game-winning basket in the last three, and the Warriors get a 114-113 win over Memphis. And usually I start talking about the game, but tonight we're going to switch it over and talk a little bit about what's going on with the Grizzlies because the pride of Walnut Creek, and UC Davis is here. That's Eric Hasseltine, the voice of the Grizzlies. He's always nice enough to stop by after a game here at Chase. And I know,
is that the case, or is it you're always lazy enough to take about 5 minutes off when you throw me one question because you know I'm verbose as it gets? Yeah. Let's be honest with the listeners here.
I pack up while you're doing that.
Exactly.
I'm ready to go after.
I see you working. You forgot De La Salle High School class of 1991.
There we go. As we say,
the men of faith.
Yes.
Yes. What's happening?
Well, you know,
you saw what's up with the Grizzlies right there.
I did. But, you know, tell me, what was the decision process for them, you know, to pull that trigger and send Jarrett Jackson Jr. on his way and entertain some offers for John Morant?
You know, I think they felt like this group, it started in the summer when they traded Desmond Bain and they got 4 first-round draft picks from the Magic in that deal, and they got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Cole Anthony. There was always that hint that it could be there. And unfortunately for this team, I think they could be good if they were healthy. Someone told me tonight, oh, we've seen our regular starters like 7 or 8 games this year. I said, we saw Ja Morant and Zach Edey for 5 minutes and 32 seconds. No, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making it up. It was a game in Cleveland. They finally played together. It looked great. 5:32 into the first quarter, Ja strains his calf. They never played together again. Edey had the foot surgery in the offseason. He looked great. And, you know, obviously thoughts and, you know, well wishes to your partner, Tommy T, here. But we talked about it. He said he looks great. And I said, I can't wait to see them together and see what you have. So it's tough because you have a new coach. You don't have the pieces. Brandon Clark was out. He came back for a game in, like, 2 minutes.
That poor kid just can't stay healthy.
Yeah, he blew his Achilles, and then it was a synovitis, which is it's like tendonitis, but in your joints. He got over that and then strained his calf. And Ty Jerome strained his calf in the final preseason game of the year in Miami. I watched that, and I'm like, boy, this is just – you never had 4 of your top 9 rotational guys pretty much all year. So I think they just realized, hey, it's just been what it is. It's time to break it down, build it back up. And they got – a haul of draft picks from Utah for Jaren, and I was a little surprised that Jock Landale was included in the deal because, you know, the St. Mary's College product had played really well and had been a real positive influence in the locker room, but they just wanted to bring back young guys in return. And so the weird thing was Utah just immediately shipped them off to Atlanta, and in typical Jock Landale form, he can't get a flight, so he says, no, I'll drive the 5.5 hours and drop 26 and 12 on whoever. I forgot who they played. He's like,
wow.
Cool. Yeah, he literally drove to this first game instead of taking the night off. But it left the Grizzlies with a gaping hole in the middle. But, you know, look, if you're going to rebuild, I think the front office has basically said, we're committed to it. We're not going to go half in, 1 foot out. I think they shopped the league just see what they could get for Ja Morant. They're not in any hurry to take nothing to trade him because he's still under contract for 2 years after this season. So you can either see if it's going to work there or you can see if somebody in the summertime changes their opinion about it. Whether he plays again this year or not with a calf strain, those are the things that scare people because it's attached to the Achilles, and the Achilles can be a very long situation. So it's tough because what started out as a season, we really want to see what this group can do. You never got to see it. And now you're having a coach trying to piece it together in his first season, and he's going to take some heat. But I think it's unfair to be too critical of the guy because he hasn't had a full roster yet. And it's funny, like every city we've been to, someone inevitably says, well, you're going to get some young guys get an opportunity to play tonight. And he says, I don't know if you've been watching or not. Everybody's gotten an opportunity that's been in our locker room. So everybody's gotten that opportunity.
You know, and you know, one of the cool things for the Grizz fan base is that now over the last, you know, unofficial second half of the season, you know, you're gonna find a couple guys that are keepers. You're gonna find a couple guys that are going, oh, okay, you can work with that. I mean, the Warriors in this situation, they have found out that Guy Santos can play a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
always liked him. When he came in and got minutes, I've just always thought he moves really well.
Energy.
He's got good size, good energy. Willing to accept a role, and that's not always easy to find. We went through this 2 years ago, as you know, when You know, a lot of the misnomers about Ja, too, by the way, is that he's half of this time he's missed has been suspension. I mean, he's played 79 games in 3 years. That was one stretch. It was 25 games, and the year before was eight. Still not good. Not good to get suspended for that. But then he tore his labrum. That's why he basically missed that whole season.
Right.
And that year the Grizzlies were historically injured. The only guy that really played
that was unbelievable.
Jaren Jackson. And they did find guys. They found Gigi Jackson. They found Vince Williams, who went off to Utah. They found Scottie Pippen. What I would caution them to do, though, is remember the situation. Don't be in a race to just, if you have a guy, immediately convert it. I don't think they're going to do that again. I think they're going to find a way to manage what they're seeing with what reality is. So somebody's going to put the ball in the bucket. Don't get enamored when your team is filled with guys that haven't been in the league and one guy scores 30 in a given night.
Well, you just saw RC. He's got the hook out, you know.
Give him the hook. RC is just—he
wants to go home.
Hammer. I don't blame him. He was over in our booth. He just said, "We've had enough of you." He's about ready to turn my microphone off.
Oh,
like,
wow!
Right, so I'm coming over here and annoy you. Hey, it's good to see you.
It's always great to see you. Enjoy time. You get to see some family and friends.
Yeah, man, it was awesome. I got to go back to my childhood home in Walnut Creek and spend some time there. I get to spend some time with a lot of close friends. I love coming back here. And I know that there's the rivalry, and I know like people get into it. But for me, growing up a Warriors season ticket holder. Now, obviously, 25 years with the Grizzlies organization, this game just matters to me because I don't harbor any, like, ill will. It's fun for me to see the organization where I grew up loving the game of basketball play the one that I grew up loving because they pay my salary. So you balance that. But it's a great place to just come compete. And tonight was fun. And it's never fun to be on the wrong end. But plus, I get to see you. I mean, I was thinking about it the other day, how much I learned from you and from Grant Napier back in the day. And I'm bummed not to see Tommy. I like I said, I wish him all the best. RC's one of the best. You know, Allen's in here. You guys get it's just good people. And I really treasure coming back to this part of the country when we get our opportunities.
Always great to see you. And we'll see you in Memphis. And safe flights.
Yeah.
And
safe
that
in
stuff.
Memphis, by the way. If I don't see you, just lock the hotel door. I'm just going to let you know. I don't know if you need that tip or not. But.
Hey, that's what Netflix is for.
There you go. And DoorDash, right?
And DoorDash, exactly. So, all right. Eric Hasseltine, nice enough to join us after what was an entertaining fourth quarter for the Warriors. They outscored the Grizzlies 29-15. The Warriors went on a run where they had 16 second half turnovers, none in the last 5:23. And Golden State puts together a really solid fourth quarter. Draymond Green did not play in the fourth quarter, went only 23 minutes. And again, it's Steve Kerr's policy. He's not alone in this. It's not a one-off for Steve. A lot of coaches feel the same way. If you're on the floor and you're fighting to get back into a game and you get the team back into a game, you get to stay there as long until you are ready to drop because you've earned those minutes. And that five on the floor did that with Pajemski and Horford and Mose Moody, Guy Santos, and Pat Spencer was out there for a while. They really did a nice job. Quinton Post actually got the Warriors going a little bit at the start of the fourth quarter. I just think it's a nice win for the Warriors. Second time in the last three games, they come up with a scrappy, get down on the floor, get a couple of raspberries with a couple of slides and just get the victory. And I think it may not mean anything in terms of the short term right now, but you never know. Like I said the other night, that game in Phoenix, that's a tiebreaker game. The Warriors now won the season series from the Suns. So if they can get back, get going and, catch the Phoenix Suns, that could be very important come, early April. So, again, it's a nice win, and I think it also builds confidence for these guys who aren't, getting the lion's shares of the touches and the minutes overall when when Steph Curry's back, when Porzingis gets healthy, when Jimmy Butler gets back next year, you're really looking at a situation where this is a win-win for the Warriors. They did not play well. They get the victory. They force 9 Memphis turnovers in the fourth quarter and come away with a win. Just a really fun fourth quarter for the Warriors at what had been almost a near disaster over the first of three with the way they were playing. Their defense wasn't good. Defensive transition wasn't good early. They were turning the ball over in droves and just never seemed to be on point. They seemed to be a step slow all night long, but they rally, they get the win, and now go back to four games above 500, 29-25, and welcome San Antonio on Wednesday nights.